fitting for the occasion, but too clunky with the oversized helmet. Visibility through the rifle scope was nearly impossible when he tried it out. He loses himself in his thoughts, in his fantasies, in the dancing leaves, and suddenly, time has crept up on him. They are arriving. Small kids holding their parents' hands, bouncing with animation. Older ones walking together. Superman and Batman and Aquaman, vampires and clowns, kittens and bunnies, Cinderella and Snow White and Tinkerbell, Pocahontas and Woody from Toy Story, Ronald Reagan and Simba from The Lion King, and Mr. Spock. And the oldest ones at the school, the juniors and seniors, a few of them with some obligatory face paint or semblance of costume, but generally too cool to dress up like their younger classmates. "Showtime," he says. He heard that word in a cable movie he wasn't supposed to watch and thought it sounded cool. His body temperature jacks up beneath his costume. "Showtime," he says again as he raises his rifle, but this time he finds his voice, strong and confident, and then everything changes, like the flip of a switch inside him. A sense of calm sweeps through him, itself exhilarating. Look at him. Look at him patiently walking out from the tree cover, rifle raised, aiming and firing and clicking in the next round, aiming.